A nation that does not remember its past does not know its future. Hello and welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and our guest right now is Dr. James S. Robbins, author of the book Erasing America, Losing Our Future by Destroying Our Past. Dr. Robbins writes for USA Today and other outlets. We interviewed him when his book first came out a few years ago. Since that time, many historical statues have been torn down or removed by mob action or by city councils. We begin this discussion by asking Dr. Robbins to comment about recent events to try and erase our history.
The things that I wrote about in 2018 when the book came out, and I was kind of speculating about some things and, you know, some worst case scenarios, but today they're just part of the news. I mean, the way that what has been acceptable in terms of this campaign to erase our history has become just over the past few years. It's phenomenal and it's scary.
If a city council called on you to appear before them and say, okay, Dr. Robbins, we have a statue here of Stonewall Jackson. He served, as everybody knows, in the Confederacy. We're thinking about tearing it down because it triggers certain people. And, you know, the Confederacy stands for slavery, you know, keeping the slavery going, et cetera. So what is your recommendation as we are considering tearing it down? What would you say?
Well, I think in general, it's up to the communities to decide this. And community standards have shifted. Democrats put these statues up back in the day. Now Democrats are tearing them down. You know, they've changed their mind. Okay. In general, however, it's all circumstantial. Like with Stonewall Jackson, it depends on where it is and why it's there and how people feel. But in general, I think it's better to add to history than to subtract to it. Take, for example, at Little Bighorn, which used to be just monuments to Custer and his men. But then they added a very nice area with displays of the Indians who fought there, Native Americans on both sides, I might add, some who fought with Custer and some who fought against him. So that was an example of, like, adding to it. I mean, they could have just done, you know, what some Indian activists wanted to do. You know, it's like tear it all down and you know, take out the Custer part. But instead they added to it, and it makes it a much better, more enjoyable experience.
Now, recently in Charlottesville, and I believe, by the way, if I'm not mistaken, the incident of Charlottesville in 2017, was that in any way a catalyst for you even writing your book in 2018?
It had something to do with it in terms of that issue being very prominent. And
okay.
I wrote on that, and I wrote on some other issues that arose out of that. And
okay.
That's what got the attention of Regnery, yeah.
Sure, because I wanted to mention that in Charlottesville just recently, they finally did tear down, remove the statues of Robert E. Lee and Stonewall Jackson, you know, related to the Civil War on the Confederacy side. But they also removed a statue of Lewis and Clark and Sacajawea, who was their Indian guide. Somehow, I guess some people felt triggered that the way Sacajawea was portrayed, it was as if she was subservient to Lewis and Clark, whom she was helping to guide. But this is this never seems to stop. This ongoing, you know, whitewashing of our history, not whitewashing, lambasting of it.
Right. I think the important thing is people have to understand is it's not about the statues. The statues are just symbolic of this. What they really want to do, these activists, is destroy the American narrative. You know, the statues are just a focal point for their political action. But really what they want to do is get rid of the historical narrative of the United States as a country of individual freedom, of liberty, of opportunity, of, yes, equality, and all of these great things. Because that's the true history of our country. It's the story of our founding, and it's the story of everything that happened since. And that's intolerable to the left, who only see the country in negative terms. They only see our past as a source of grievances against the present and the future. And so by focusing on things like statues and stuff like that, what they really want to do is is replace the narrative of the United States as a land of freedom, opportunity, and optimism with one of grievance and pessimism and oppression as a means of securing power for their own ends.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting. It's a fact that some statues of Abraham Lincoln have been torn down lately. And that's a very interesting thing that Lincoln, of all people, you know, or even Frederick Douglass or Ulysses S. Grant, there was a statue of him torn down in California. Amazing.
Yes, case in point. And it just shows, and this is a point that Donald Trump made when this whole statue iconoclasm started, was it's not going to be limited to Confederates. The Confederates were just the low-hanging fruit. Once they expanded it out, you could say, oh, yeah, there's a grievance against Lincoln, you know, with his response to the Sioux uprising. I think, that, you know, or that Lincoln, he got rid of slavery, but he didn't do it fast enough, or he didn't do it thoroughly enough. Like, you know, give us a break, right? He also got assassinated. You know, Grant, he has problems. What president doesn't have problems, really? I went through it when there was this talk about Robert E. Lee and how evil he was. In Erasing America, I went through and I found all the positive comments that presidents had made about Lee. Mm-hmm. And it was basically all of them. Even Barack Obama had something positive to say about Robert E. Lee. And the point of that was not to glorify Lee so much. It's just to show that the perspective by which people have been criticizing people like Donald Trump or any contemporary folks just in the last few years is completely out of sync with how things were happening just a short time ago and how radically they have shifted the debate. It's a very interesting study because, you know, there was absolutely nothing controversial about praise for Robert E. Lee in the context that it came. You know, not praising him for taking arms against the country, but for, you know, other qualities he had as an officer or something. And it was absolutely not controversial at all. And then suddenly it became so controversial that if Donald Trump said something about Lee, it was like treason against the country.
Yeah. No, that's very interesting. I was fascinated when I did a little bit of study last year with all of the statue toppling to find that the number one victim of statue toppling, historical figure, was Christopher Columbus. Why would that be?
Well, with Columbus, the grievance is he's the one who started it all. You know, he discovered America, so without him, the European invasion wouldn't have happened. The Indeed. Native American genocide, so to speak, wouldn't have happened. And so when you glorify Columbus, the critics say, well, you're glorifying the deaths of millions of people and, you know, all this bad stuff that happened. But that was never what Columbus Day was supposed to be about. I mean, part of it was as a tribute to Italian Americans. That was a very important part of Columbus Day when it was originally conceived, you know, which is a very important ethnic group in our country, Italians, who contributed a lot. But it was also to look at the consequences, the positive consequences of Columbus's voyage and all of the great things that happened after it because of it. You know, whether or not you have a criticism against Columbus as a person. And by the way, most of the negative things about Columbus come from records of a legal dispute that took place in Spain for which we only have the records of the people who hated Columbus. There's no defense of Columbus. So a lot of the things that people, quote unquote, know about Columbus are really just things that the people who hated him said before a court where they were trying to, you know, have claims against him. So how, you know, I'm sure that was completely objective and unbiased, right? But again, it gets back to the basic premise that by denouncing Columbus and denouncing everything that followed from Columbus, they're basically denouncing the American experiment and, you know, the land of opportunity and freedom that we enjoy.
Yeah, you know, it's so strange about this. In fact, a couple of years ago, I wrote an article because I went and visited the Smithsonian on American history. And then at the same time that I visited, this was in 2018, there were all these people trying to come to the southern border, you know, to make it into America. And the article I wrote was, you know, you people should turn back. America stinks. I know, because the Smithsonian told me so. I mean, the museum, unfortunately, they just really highlighted all the negative things about American history and then some. And this narrative controlled by the left is so powerful, and so many people have been influenced by this. And yet people still want to come here to this land of oppression. Why is that?
Yeah, it's really fun. It's kind of a contradiction in their narrative, you know. Well, we have to let people in to enjoy the horrors of our racist, you know, society, right? I mean, it doesn't make a lot of sense. But it does make sense if you look at it completely in terms of the power agenda that I had mentioned, because that's really what it's all about. They want to tear down old institutions and tear down old notions of freedom, because at the end of the day, what these critics want is to have government control with them in charge. You know, not government control with anyone else in charge, just them. And so notions of freedom and, you know, free speech and free association and things like that, they're not interested in that. I mean, we're at a state now where you have commentators talking about half the country, you know, Republicans or Trump supporters, being enemies of the state and, you know, people who should be somehow shut up or censored or locked out of the political process, you know, all in the name of openness and diversity and tolerance, of course.
It's amazing. Does Howard Zinn play any role in the rewriting of our history?
Well, sure, in the sense that he wrote the, you know, textbook, you know, People's History, that was widely used in American schools and, you know, brought up a generation of children who were told to hate their country. And it's really strange. I mean, do they do this in China, for example? Do they do this in any other country you can name where the, you know, most of the educational establishment is in the business of telling young children what a crummy country they live in and how terrible its history it is? I just find it strange. It's not even objective anymore. You can't say anything good about the country. Everything is bad. All of the emphasis is on the bad stuff. It's like if you're writing your family holiday card, you know, annually, and all you did was write about all the terrible things that happened in our family, you know, over the last year. No, you want to emphasize the good things because it's uplifting and it's powerful. And it should be the same with our civic education. It's not to say that bad things haven't happened in our country, but look at all of the amazing things that have happened and continue to happen in the United States. And if you just ignore those things, then you're getting a picture of our country that is completely false. Mm,
so true. Well, we have about 40 seconds left. How do we turn this around? Concluding thought, please.
Oh, in 40 seconds? I think that people just have to stay on top of how their kids are being educated and try to reverse these things in the schools. But also just be active and be positive about this country and don't let them get you down. You know, this is really the best place in the world to live, which is why all these people are coming here, and really one of the most tolerant, open, and freest places in the world. You know, I don't care what the critics say, they're just wrong.
Erasing America, and this is available all over the internet, correct?
Yeah, it's on Amazon.
On Amazon as well. Dr. Robbins, thank you so much for being with us. All the best.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you now. Bye-bye.